From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu projected a message of unity during a White House meeting Wednesday. Mr. Trump suggested that the U.S. could either back a two-state or one-state solution for the region, depending on what both parties like.
And I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
U.S. diplomatic efforts have been aimed at creating an independent Palestinian state alongside of Israel. During their joint news conference, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold back for a bit on expanding settlements in the Palestinian territory while the White House works on efforts to revive Middle East peace process. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appearing in the Washington Post last week revealed possibly improper conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador. Later in public remarks, the president staunchly defended Flynn, saying he is a wonderful man that has been treated unfairly by the media. Some senior Republican senators avowed Wednesday to investigate the matter, while opposition Democrats are calling for an independent probe. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. U.S. retail sales and inflation rose in January, strengthening the case for the central bank to raise interest rates. Retail sales advanced 0.4% for the month. This is VOA News.